The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism. By Max Weber. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism is a book written by Max Weber, a German sociologist, economist, and political scientist. The book was first published in 1904 and 1905 as a series of essays. In these essays, Weber argues that the Protestant ethic was an important factor in the emergence of modern capitalism. He argues that the Protestant ethic, which emphasized hard work, thrift, and self-discipline, was a major factor in the development of the capitalist spirit. Weber also argues that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern bureaucracy. Weber begins by discussing the relationship between religion and economic life. He argues that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern capitalism. He argues that the Protestant ethic, which emphasized hard work, thrift, and self-discipline, was a major factor in the development of the capitalist spirit. Weber also argues that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern bureaucracy. He argues that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern bureaucracy. Weber then goes on to discuss the relationship between religion and economic life. He argues that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern capitalism. He argues that the Protestant ethic, which emphasized hard work, thrift, and self-discipline, was a major factor in the development of the capitalist spirit. Weber also argues that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern bureaucracy. He argues that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern bureaucracy. Weber then goes on to discuss the relationship between religion and economic life. He argues that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern capitalism. He argues that the Protestant ethic, which emphasized hard work, thrift, and self-discipline, was a major factor in the development of the capitalist spirit. Weber also argues that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern bureaucracy. He argues that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern bureaucracy. Finally, Weber argues that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern capitalism. He argues that the Protestant ethic, which emphasized hard work, thrift, and self-discipline, was a major factor in the development of the capitalist spirit. Weber also argues that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern bureaucracy. He argues that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern bureaucracy. In conclusion, The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism is a book written by Max Weber, a German sociologist, economist, and political scientist. In this book, Weber argues that the Protestant ethic was an important factor in the emergence of modern capitalism. He argues that the Protestant ethic, which emphasized hard work, thrift, and self-discipline, was a major factor in the development of the capitalist spirit. Weber also argues that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern bureaucracy. This book is an important contribution to the study of the relationship between religion and economic life. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Protestant ethic is a set of values that encourages hard work and thrift. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is a set of values that encourages hard work and thrift, which has been a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values that encouraged hard work and thrift. This ethic was based on the Calvinist belief that hard work and thrift were signs of divine election and that those who worked hard and saved their money were more likely to be saved. This ethic was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith and to be rewarded by God. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save their money and invest it in productive activities, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save their money and invest it in productive activities, rather than spending it on luxury goods. This ethic also encouraged people to work hard and be productive, which was seen as a sign of divine election. This ethic was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith and to be rewarded by God. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save their money and invest it in productive activities, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save their money and invest it in productive activities, rather than spending it on luxury goods. This ethic also encouraged people to be competitive and to strive for success, which was seen as a sign of divine election. This ethic was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith and to be rewarded by God. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save their money and invest it in productive activities, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Main idea number 2. The Protestant ethic is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encourages hard work and thrift. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged hard work and thrift, which were essential for the development of a capitalist economy. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it provided a moral justification for the pursuit of wealth. He argued that the Protestant ethic provided a moral justification for the pursuit of wealth because it taught that hard work and thrift were virtues that were pleasing to God. This encouraged people to work hard and save their money, which was essential for the development of a capitalist economy. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it provided a moral justification for the pursuit of wealth. He argued that the Protestant ethic taught that hard work and thrift were virtues that were pleasing to God, and that the pursuit of wealth was a sign of God's favor. This encouraged people to work hard and save their money, which was essential for the development of a capitalist economy. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it provided a moral justification for the pursuit of wealth. He argued that the Protestant ethic taught that hard work and thrift were virtues that were pleasing to God, and that the pursuit of wealth was a sign of God's favor. This encouraged people to work hard and save their money, which was essential for the development of a capitalist economy. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it provided a moral justification for the pursuit of wealth, and because it encouraged people to work hard and save their money. Main idea number 3. Capitalism is a system of economic production and exchange. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that capitalism is a system of economic production and exchange, and that the Protestant ethic is a major factor in its development. Max Weber argued that capitalism is a system of economic production and exchange, based on the pursuit of profit. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to work hard and save money, rather than spending it on luxury items. This allowed them to invest in businesses and increase their wealth. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist system, as it encouraged people to invest in businesses and increase their wealth. He also argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist system, as it encouraged people to work hard and save money, rather than spending it on luxury items. This allowed them to invest in businesses and increase their wealth. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist system, as it encouraged people to work hard and save money, rather than spending it on luxury items. This allowed them to invest in businesses and increase their wealth. He also argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist system, as it encouraged people to be disciplined and rational in their economic decisions. This allowed them to make more informed decisions about their investments, and to maximize their profits. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist system, as it encouraged people to be disciplined and rational in their economic decisions. This allowed them to make more informed decisions about their investments and to maximize their profits. He also argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist system, as it encouraged people to be disciplined and rational in their economic decisions. This allowed them to make more informed decisions about their investments and to maximize their profits. Main idea number 4. Capitalism is a product of the modern world. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that capitalism is a product of the modern world, and that the Protestant ethic is a major factor in its development. Max Weber argued that capitalism is a product of the modern world, and that the Protestant ethic is a major factor in its development. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values that encouraged hard work, thrift, and the accumulation of wealth. This set of values was adopted by the bourgeoisie, who used it to create a new economic system based on the pursuit of profit. This system, which Weber called rational capitalism, was characterized by the rationalization of production and the pursuit of efficiency. Weber argued that this system was a major factor in the development of modern capitalism, and that it was responsible for the growth of the modern economy. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern capitalism because it encouraged the accumulation of wealth and the pursuit of efficiency. This set of values was adopted by the bourgeoisie, who used it to create a new economic system based on the pursuit of profit. This system, which Weber called rational capitalism, was characterized by the rationalization of production and the pursuit of efficiency. Weber argued that this system was a major factor in the development of modern capitalism, and that it was responsible for the growth of the modern economy. Weber also argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern capitalism because it encouraged the development of a new type of individualism. This individualism was characterized by a focus on the individual's own interests and the pursuit of personal gain. This individualism was a major factor in the development of modern capitalism, as it encouraged people to pursue their own interests and to accumulate wealth. Weber argued that this individualism was a major factor in the development of modern capitalism, and that it was responsible for the growth of the modern economy. Main idea number 5. The Protestant ethic is a product of the Reformation. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is a product of the Reformation, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was a major factor in the success of the Industrial Revolution. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a product of the Reformation, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a set of values and beliefs that encouraged hard work, thrift, and self-discipline. These values were seen as essential for the development of a capitalist economy, as they encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism in Europe, and that it was. Main idea number 6. The Protestant ethic is based on the idea of predestination. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is based on the idea of predestination, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of predestination. Predestination is the belief that God has predetermined the fate of each individual, and that this fate is unchangeable. Weber argued that this belief led to a sense of fatalism, which in turn led to a focus on hard work and thrift. This focus on hard work and thrift was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to invest their money in productive activities, rather than simply spending it on luxury goods. Weber argued that this was a major factor in the development of the capitalist system, and that it was a major factor in the development of the modern world. Main idea number 7. The Protestant ethic is based on the idea of the calling. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is based on the idea of the calling, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of the calling. This idea was that individuals should strive to fulfill their duties in life, and that this was a moral obligation. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged individuals to work hard and to be productive. He argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist economy, as it encouraged individuals to be productive and to strive for success. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist economy, as it encouraged individuals to be productive and to strive for success. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of the calling, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that this ethic was based on the idea that individuals should strive to fulfill their duties in life, and that this was a moral obligation. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist economy, as it encouraged individuals to be productive and to strive for success. He argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist economy, as it encouraged individuals to be productive and to strive for success. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of the calling, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that this ethic was based on the idea that individuals should strive to fulfill their duties in life, and that this was a moral obligation. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist economy, as it encouraged individuals to be productive and to strive for success. He argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist economy, as it encouraged individuals to be productive and to strive for success, and to pursue economic success as a moral obligation. Main idea number 8. The Protestant ethic is based on the idea of asceticism. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is based on the idea of asceticism, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of asceticism. He argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism. According to Weber, the Protestant ethic was based on the idea that one should lead a life of hard work, frugality, and self-denial in order to achieve salvation. This ethic was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith and commitment to God. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxuries. This ethic also encouraged people to work hard and be productive, which was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith and commitment to God. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxuries. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxuries. This ethic also encouraged people to work hard and be productive, which was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith and commitment to God. This ethic also encouraged people to be thrifty and to avoid waste, which was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith and commitment to God. This ethic also encouraged people to be honest and to avoid dishonesty, which was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith and commitment to God. This ethic also encouraged people to be disciplined and to avoid laziness, which was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith and commitment to God. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to be entrepreneurial and to take risks, which was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith and commitment to God. This ethic also encouraged people to be innovative and to think outside the box, which was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith and commitment to God. This ethic also encouraged people to be competitive and to strive for success, which was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith and commitment to God. This ethic also encouraged people to be ambitious and to strive for excellence, which was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith and commitment to God. Main idea number 9. The Protestant ethic is based on the idea of self-discipline. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is based on the idea of self-discipline, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of self-discipline. He argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism. According to Weber, the Protestant ethic was based on the idea that hard work and self-discipline were necessary for success. This ethic was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God and to prove one's worthiness for salvation. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury items. This ethic also encouraged people to work hard and to be productive, which was essential for the development of a capitalist economy. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it encouraged people to be disciplined and to work hard. This ethic also encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury items. This ethic also encouraged people to be productive, which was essential for the development of a capitalist economy. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it encouraged people to be disciplined and to work hard, which was essential for the development of a capitalist economy. Main idea number 10. The Protestant ethic is based on the idea of self-denial. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is based on the idea of self-denial, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of self-denial. He argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism. According to Weber, the Protestant ethic was based on the idea that one should work hard and deny oneself of worldly pleasures in order to achieve success. This ethic was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God and to prove one's worthiness for salvation. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it encouraged people to save and invest their money rather than spend it on luxuries. This ethic also encouraged people to work hard and be productive, which was essential for the development of a capitalist economy. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it encouraged people to save and invest their money rather than spend it on luxuries. This ethic also encouraged people to work hard and be productive, which was essential for the development of a capitalist economy. Furthermore, the Protestant ethic provided a moral justification for the pursuit of wealth, which was necessary for the development of a capitalist economy. Finally, the Protestant ethic provided a sense of purpose and meaning to people's lives, which was necessary for the development of a capitalist economy. Main idea number 11. The Protestant ethic is based on the idea of self-control. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is based on the idea of self-control, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of self-control. He argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism. According to Weber, the Protestant ethic was based on the idea that individuals should strive to be productive and to use their resources wisely. This ethic encouraged individuals to be disciplined and to work hard in order to achieve success. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged individuals to invest their resources in productive activities, rather than in wasteful consumption. Furthermore, Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist economy, as it encouraged individuals to be disciplined and to work hard in order to achieve success. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it encouraged individuals to be disciplined and to work hard in order to achieve success. This ethic also encouraged individuals to invest their resources in productive activities, rather than in wasteful consumption. Furthermore, Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist economy, as it encouraged individuals to be disciplined and to work hard in order to achieve success. This ethic also encouraged individuals to be frugal and to save their resources, which allowed them to invest in productive activities and to accumulate wealth. Main idea number 12. The Protestant ethic is based on the idea of self-improvement. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is based on the idea of self-improvement, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of self-improvement. He argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism. According to Weber, the Protestant ethic was based on the idea that individuals should strive to improve themselves and their material circumstances. This ethic was based on the belief that hard work and dedication to one's work were essential for success. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged individuals to invest their money in productive activities, rather than simply consuming it. Furthermore, Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern bureaucratic state, as it encouraged individuals to work hard and be productive members of society. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged individuals to invest their money in productive activities, rather than simply consuming it. This ethic also encouraged individuals to work hard and be productive members of society, which in turn led to the development of the modern bureaucratic state. Furthermore, Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist economy, as it encouraged individuals to strive for success and to invest their money in productive activities. In this way, the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Main idea number 13. The Protestant ethic is based on the idea of self-reliance. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is based on the idea of self-reliance, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of self-reliance. He argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism. According to Weber, The Protestant ethic was based on the idea that individuals should be self-reliant and strive to achieve success through hard work and dedication. This ethic was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God and to prove one's worthiness for salvation. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it encouraged individuals to invest their time and resources in productive activities, such as business and industry, in order to achieve success. This ethic also encouraged individuals to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury items. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it provided the necessary motivation for individuals to engage in productive activities and to accumulate wealth. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it encouraged individuals to invest their time and resources in productive activities, such as business and industry, in order to achieve success. This ethic also encouraged individuals to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxury items. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it provided the necessary motivation for individuals to engage in productive activities and to accumulate wealth. Furthermore, Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it provided a moral justification for the pursuit of wealth and success. According to Weber, the Protestant ethic provided individuals with a moral justification for their pursuit of wealth and success, as it was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God and to prove one's worthiness for salvation. Main idea number 14. The Protestant ethic is based on the idea of individualism. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is based on the idea of individualism, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of individualism. He argued that this individualism was a major factor in the development of capitalism. According to Weber, the Protestant ethic was based on the idea that individuals should strive to be successful in their work and to accumulate wealth. This idea was in contrast to the traditional Catholic view that wealth was a sign of divine favor and should be shared with the community. Weber argued that this individualistic view of wealth was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged individuals to work hard and to accumulate wealth. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was also based on the idea of self-discipline and hard work. He argued that this ethic encouraged individuals to work hard and to be disciplined in their work. This ethic was in contrast to the traditional Catholic view that work should be done for the glory of God and not for personal gain. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged individuals to work hard and to be disciplined in their work. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was also based on the idea of thrift and frugality. He argued that this ethic encouraged individuals to save and to be frugal with their money. This ethic was in contrast to the traditional Catholic view that wealth should be shared with the community. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged individuals to save and to be frugal with their money. Main idea number 15. The Protestant ethic is based on the idea of rationalism. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is based on the idea of rationalism, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of rationalism. He argued that this rationalism was a major factor in the development of capitalism. According to Weber, the Protestant ethic was based on the idea that one should work hard and be productive in order to be successful. This idea was in contrast to the traditional Catholic view that one should be content with what one has and not strive for more. Weber argued that this idea of rationalism was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to be productive and to strive for success. This, in turn, led to the development of a capitalist economy. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was also based on the idea of asceticism. This was the idea that one should lead a life of self-denial and austerity in order to be closer to God. This idea was in contrast to the traditional Catholic view that one should enjoy life and be content with what one has. Weber argued that this idea of asceticism was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money rather than spend it on luxuries. This, in turn, led to the development of a capitalist economy. Overall, Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of rationalism and asceticism, and that these ideas were major factors in the development of capitalism. He argued that these ideas encouraged people to be productive and to save and invest their money, which led to the development of a capitalist economy. Main idea number 16. The Protestant ethic is based on the idea of materialism. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is based on the idea of materialism, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of materialism. He argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism. According to Weber, the Protestant ethic was based on the idea that hard work and thrift were virtues, and that material success was a sign of God's favor. This ethic encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on luxuries. This, in turn, led to the development of a capitalist economy, where people could accumulate wealth and use it to invest in businesses and other ventures. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of modern capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern capitalism, but he also argued that it was not the only factor. He argued that other factors, such as the development of technology and the growth of the market economy, were also important. He argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of modern capitalism, but it was not the only factor. Main idea number 17. The Protestant ethic is based on the idea of utilitarianism. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is based on the idea of utilitarianism, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of utilitarianism. He argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism. According to Weber, the Protestant ethic was based on the idea that one should work hard and be productive in order to achieve success. This ethic was seen as a way to glorify God and to demonstrate one's faith. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it encouraged people to be productive and to save money, which allowed them to invest in businesses and to accumulate wealth. Furthermore, Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern bureaucratic state, as it encouraged people to be efficient and to follow rules and regulations. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it encouraged people to be productive and to save money, which allowed them to invest in businesses and to accumulate wealth. Furthermore, Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern bureaucratic state, as it encouraged people to be efficient and to follow rules and regulations. This ethic also encouraged people to be disciplined and to strive for success, which allowed them to achieve their goals and to become successful. Finally, Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of the modern capitalist economy, as it encouraged people to be productive and to save money, which allowed them to invest in businesses and to accumulate wealth. Main idea number 18. The Protestant ethic is based on the idea of progress. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is based on the idea of progress, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of progress. He argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism. According to Weber, the Protestant ethic was based on the idea that one should strive for progress in one's life, and that this progress should be measured in terms of material success. This ethic was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to strive for material success and to invest their money in order to make a profit. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it encouraged people to invest their money in order to make a profit. This ethic also encouraged people to work hard and to be thrifty, which were seen as virtues. Weber argued that this ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism because it encouraged people to invest their money in order to make a profit, and it also encouraged people to work hard and to be thrifty. This ethic was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue. Main idea number 19. The Protestant ethic is based on the idea of competition. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is based on the idea of competition, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. According to Weber, the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to work hard and to strive for success, and this was a major factor in the development of capitalism. Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of competition, and that it was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic encouraged people to. Main idea number 20. The Protestant ethic is based on the idea of accumulation. Idea summary: Max Weber argues that the Protestant ethic is based on the idea of accumulation, and that it is a major factor in the development of capitalism. Max Weber argued that the Protestant ethic was a major factor in the development of capitalism. He argued that the Protestant ethic was based on the idea of accumulation, which was the idea that one should accumulate wealth and possessions in order to demonstrate their faith in God. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God, and it was seen as a way to show that one was living a life of virtue and piety. Weber argued that this idea of accumulation was a major factor in the development of capitalism, as it encouraged people to save and invest their money, rather than spending it on frivolous things. This idea of accumulation was seen as a way to demonstrate one's faith in God.